My next book was sent to me by an author called Steffi Wallace, and it's called The August Months. She actually sent me a love letter as well. And some of it says that she wrote this book, I'll go into it in a minute, after a family tragedy. But she said, books have the capacity to inspire, challenge, change and comfort us in so many different ways, as well as providing entertainment and knowledge, which I think is so true. And her book is, she wrote it after the death of her son at 20. He overdosed. This was written in 96, reissued last year. And she wrote it to get through the grief. And she also took up painting. She's got a website with her paintings. And there are a lot of landscapes of like Port Douglas in a storm and what have you. Fantastic. I love them because they're really brooding and gloomy, quite dramatic. And I always dread getting books sent to me by people, but I had to put it down twice on the tram because it just was so incredibly moving. And she can write. A lot of people write to get through things and they can't write. This is great. I could barely put it down. And it's a story of three women. So we have M, who's an alcoholic, and crashes a car, gets sent off to rehab.
Oh, it's fiction.
It's fiction, but it's based on her story, so it is written as fiction. I think fiction that comes from a true story is just, if you can write, is just so much richer than other fiction. Because it just shines through what she went through. So M is in rehab for alcoholism. There's Ma, who's doing advertising for the centre and other things. She has her own problems as well. One of her scenes in the book just reduced me to tears. And there's the niece of M as well. So these three women come together. And it goes back and forth between when Dylan, M's son, died of an overdose, and the present day when she's in rehab, then when she gets out, and how she copes with giving up alcohol, and how Ma copes with her overeating problem, and Phoebe, the niece, and just love this book. So I just couldn't recommend it more highly for anyone, especially who's gone through something, who is going through addiction, perhaps, or just drinks too much after work. It's just a great book. And that's The August Months by Steffi Wallace.
The August Months.
So it's about addiction and recovery. So you can come out the other side.
All right, as long as it didn't leave you down there by when you finished it.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, it's moving and inspirational because these three women get through their various things. And I just found it very uplifting.
And importantly, as Kerry has said, it's well written. It's not just a harrowing scrawl.
No. No, it's very well written. The three men in their own ways are great. I like them all.